News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. That's where we have our experts come in to help us out at critical times. And I can't think of a more timely moment to have our relationship coach, trainer, consultant extraordinaire, Julie Nice, is here with us this morning. And by the way, she picked the song, Baby Take Off Your Coat and Leave your Dress and Leave Your Hat On. So I'm thinking she may have some really good advice for us for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's a good start.
Welcome, Julie, to the show.
Thank you, Meg. It's such a pleasure.
You have such a wonderful bio. And in all seriousness, you've treated over 8,000 people in relationship challenges. You work with couples. I see you do hypnotherapy as well. And it's just a long list of accomplishments here. So clearly, you have just an extraordinary resume. Outcomes Only. Is that a book or is that the title of your podcast?
That's actually my website.
Oh, your website. Okay. Mm-hmm. Outcomes Only. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You've been doing this for a number of years, and I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. I was joking
with her before we got started. I said, can we do the question of how we manage relationships at the Thanksgiving table?
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be a really timely one, I think.
But please tell us a little bit about your background, and I'm just excited that you're here this morning.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here. I'm going to be going home and making turkey after this.
So
this
is a great day. Some listening are already stirring up the potatoes.
So, this is actually a second career for me. I started off in high-tech medical device sales, national accounts, and got to a point where corporate America wasn't the thing anymore. Mm-hmm. And I became I would make a terrible employee. So I needed to find something else to do.
I can relate to that.
And so I went back for a master's, got a psych background, and there you go. I'm off and running.
That's amazing. So with the relationship counseling, tell me a little bit, what does that mean? We all have ideas about that.
Right.
Well, in your case.
It's a little odd, and I do need to set the table for this. I don't do therapy. I am a licensed therapist. I have 3 licenses in 2 states. But what I do is relationship training, which is much different. So training is about outcomes, hence the name of the website,
Outcomes Only. Yes, I like that.
Everything we do is about outcomes, and it should be. Everything you do, everything you say has to be pointed toward one of your goals or outcomes in your life. Otherwise, it's probably either irrelevant or damaging. So I am not a fan of retroactive analysis of your past, which is what therapy basically does. You know, you talk about your childhood forever and complain about all the bad crap that happened to you. Yeah. And in my experience, that doesn't help. It often makes things worse. So when people look up marriage counselor, I think what they really want is some skills that they don't have, know how to do things they don't know how to do. Mm-hmm. So whether it's problem solving, not arguing anymore, forgiveness, letting go,
listening,
moving on, being a good audience, being communication. Probably, honestly, Meg, I would say 95% of people who come in, I say, what's the issue? What's wrong? What do you want to fix? They say communication.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that means a million different things.
Right.
But it is an issue. And so what I do is train people, simply, to have better communication skills, to learn what to do with a disagreement instead of arguing, and go from there.
Well, the interesting thing about listening, I've found, if I'm really busy, or if they're talking and I'm already coming up with the idea, my answer in the head, I'm not really listening.
You're not listening. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And I'm guilty of that, I will say.
Well, but you know, a lot of times when that happens, it's because you're not feeling safe somehow, some way, or like you're automatically on the defensive. A relationship has to be safe in order to be a good place.
And isn't that what we all want, to feel safe and protected in the world?
Especially girls.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much men. They're used to being the warriors. God bless them.
But, right?
But girls, we absolutely need to feel safe. And men out there, that is the most important number one thing you need to do for your ladies, is emotional, mainly emotional, and of course, physical and financial safety.
Okay. Well, what are some of the most common communications mistakes that you see? You've mentioned it a little bit already, but how
arguing.
Do you fix them?
Arguing. That's got to be the worst.
Mm.
People literally don't know. There's like a predictable set of steps when you argue that
right.
ends up in a train wreck. Right?
Yes.
There's also a predictable set of steps when you problem solve. And so teaching people that often is like, oh my God, that's so good.
Most of us learned our behaviors from our parents and how they related to each other, which, by the way,
yes.
in my case, was probably not the best example.
Very common.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whether you saw a good relationship when you were growing up or not, once you got into high school or junior high and started, you know, the sexual exploration and having boyfriends and girlfriends and all that kind of fun stuff, most people, I find, stopped their learning were growing and developing as far as relationships go about in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not really useful when you get older and all of a sudden you've got mortgage and kids and jobs. And
of course, because you might be 30 years old, but your emotional age is 12 or 15.
Those are the resources you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, and that's really difficult. There's a reason why there's a, 60% divorce rate for mm-hmm. first marriages. Mm. That's not good.
No. Is it because they're too young, you think?
Well, there's a lot of factors. Too young is bad.
Expectations, because I do know for a lot of young girls, they have that expectation. We see it our whole lives, the beautiful white dress going down the aisle.
Yeah, we call that a delusion.
Well, in some ways, you're so caught up with the ceremony, you're not even really looking at the fellow that you're going to be making your vows to.
That's entirely true.
Right?
That's entirely true. So I teach people all the time, this is a real interesting fact that actually the men need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Female attraction strategy
oh.
toward men is actually based on challenge and opportunity.
Okay.
So the challenge when we're young is this. I'm holding up my wedding ring finger mm-hmm. and waving my wedding ring, mm-hmm. just for those who can't see it
no,
on air.
No, it's a thing. It's
that's
a thing.
The thing. And it's not that we don't like the guy, but what we're really attracted to is the challenge of getting married. And mm-hmm. so a really funny thing happens after you get married. And you
reality.
Get, well, no, it's I call it wedding cake poisoning. So all at once, in the snap, the blink of an eye, you have no opportunity anymore because you're married now.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge is gone because you got the ring on your finger.
Right.
So a lot of women find that they kind of go into a bit of a depression or kind of a wah, wah, wah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this isn't fun anymore. And
right.
they think it's his fault. He's standing there, by the way, going blink, blink. What's happening? I'm still the same guy.
Right.
And he is. She changed because mm-hmm. of how we're wired to be attracted. So then we have to have an attraction to something. We have to chase a challenge somehow. So what that usually means for women is they have kids, they get a job, or both.
Moving
so
on
they're
to
off,
the next thing.
They're off to the next challenge. Mm-hmm. And you know what happens to the poor husband?
He feels left out.
Left in the dirt. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep.
Also, I think sometimes young people get in love with the idea of love.
Oh, gosh, yes. Absolutely.
Right?
And they don't realize that it's infatuation for all of us. You know, you and I are past our teens, but if we fell in love tomorrow, it would be all about infatuation
right.
and projection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's this, he's that, mm-hmm. she's this, she's that.
And we kind of ignore those little warning signs that they
Absolutely.
Might not be the right fit.
Yep. Which is why I'm in the middle of writing the book I'm writing.
Oh, tell me
shortly,
more.
shortly, that will come clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm writing a book called Relationship ESP.
And I love that title.
It's fun. It's so fun to write. And it's going to be all about how to figure all this stuff out and kind of know what's happening to you and how you can fix it or change it.
Okay, I have a question from a listener. This is
a good
one
let's
already.
Do yes.
If you have a question for Julie Nye, she is our special guest this morning, 850-437-1620. Actually, we have two. The first
good, rack
one,
them up.
And they kind of go together.
Oh,
so
good. Okay.
The first one is, how do we know when it's time to come and visit you?
Great question. It's timed. Well,
when you need
see,
outside
this is,
help, I guess.
This is
would be
on
the...
this is on the topic of feedback. So I'm mm-hmm. actually glad she or he asked that.
He
asked that.
It's Earl.
Hi, Earl. How you doing, buddy? Great question. Because my belief is, and I was actually going to talk about this, I am such a proponent of feedback. I think it's so incredibly important to get feedback on all sorts of things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think nothing of getting all kinds of feedback from physicians or doctors if we have medical issues
sure.
or our accountant if we have accounting issues your relationship is like the most important thing, and people usually wait till it's in tatters before they come and get help, which is okay. I can still bail you out.
Didn't we get that message somewhere we're not supposed to put our personal business out there?
Well,
isn't
you're
that
not.
Kind of a culture
you're
thing.
You're not. But you put your personal business out to somebody who can help you that's a trained professional.
That's
you don't
different.
Put that out to your neighbor.
That's what
you
I'm
know?
Saying. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think the answer to your question is anytime you feel like your skill set, your understandings aren't what they need to be to deal with the situation you're in,
mm-hmm.
or you just want to make some improvements that you don't know how to make, go, you know, if I didn't know how to save money on taxes, I can't just manufacture that out of thin air in my head. I have to go find out from somebody who knows better.
Right.
So whenever you've got something you want to improve, you don't know how, or something that's not working or problematic, you know, your relationship should be a very high value. So I would say as soon as you want to do something like that would be a great time.
Okay. Another listener, and this one's a little loaded.
Go ahead. I love
especially
him.
For the day before
Bring
Thanksgiving.
It. Bring it.
When do you know it's time to move on?
Another awesome question. Okay. So here's how you tell if somebody really loves you.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, this is important. It is not when they are afraid to lose you. You know when somebody really loves you, when they're very afraid to hurt you. So people, unfortunately, bail out of marriages, in my opinion, too early. And here's the important point, getting back to the Earl's question, before they got feedback and help and training. Okay, we all get to the end of what we know at some point on every subject.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And if you don't know enough to fix or improve the situation you're in, I'll call it any situation, right? Dog training. I happen to train dogs too. Okay, if I don't know how to train a dog and my dog isn't behaving properly.
It's not the dog's fault.
It's not the dog's fault.
That's
and
right.
It's my responsibility to go get some help from somebody who actually, knows how to train dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can fix it.
Right.
So this is very much along the same line. Of course, marriages need to end sometimes. No relationship is guaranteed to last forever. Some are learning and healing relationships. Others are permanent. But whichever one it is, if you're going to leave it, I will just say to that caller whose name is...
There is no name on this particular text.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Hi, Anonymous.
With good reason, in case
possibly,
the other half
yes.
is listening.
That's right. Yeah. We could have one of those Coldplay moments.
Yeah. No. We don't want to do that.
It's really important that you exhaust all options.
Mm.
You find out what you don't know. Look under every rock. Read a book. Go to a marriage counselor. Do something before you call it quits, because it's a big deal. And here's the really big reason why you want to do that, not to mention the fact you might be dumping a really good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever skills or insights or perspectives or beliefs you have, you get out of a marriage, you're going to carry those same exact things right on into the next relationship.
Absolutely.
And so will your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why second marriages fail at a higher rate than first ones, because it's same song, different day.
That makes total sense.
Right? And you don't want to do that, because you're going to leave a string of bodies in your wake instead of just fixing things.
That's right. Well, and here's another question that just came in. So let's, and thank you everybody that's sending in the questions.
Yes, thanks you guys. I appreciate it.
Talking with Julie Nice, 850-437-1620. What advice would you give to someone who has never been married and is past midlife but not retirement age? Wouldn't mind a relationship but don't have HAVE to be in one. Not looking yet, but not encountering anyone. So that's an interesting question. You've had a full life, probably a great career.
Sure.
You just haven't met the right person. And so now you're thinking, I'm going into retirement. I don't have a spouse or a partner.
Well,
sounds like the gist of the question.
At any point you want to have a different lifestyle, I think you should pursue that. I myself didn't actually get married till I was 42 and my husband was 47.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm certainly not going to say, oh, you shouldn't do that,
because
you certainly can. But, you know, it has to do with your values, what kind of lifestyle you want. Some people are just going to be happier and better off being single and intermingling with other humans to whatever extent they feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. You certainly don't have to be married, and you don't even have to be in a relationship. But if that's something you desire, then it probably needs to be on project status, meaning you can't just wander around going, gee, I hope this will happen. You probably have to be a little more assertive about making it happen. So you get out there more. You maybe
proactive.
Proactive, you know. Hire a lady that, you know, helps you find people for dating.
There you go. Well, and a lot of folks I know, it's particularly those that are in middle age, really aren't excited about going on dating sites and social media and that kind of thing. But I think you're right. Join a club, volunteer somewhere, just get where you're out with people
right.
in the same age range,
right.
doing some similar things.
And even dating sites, as crazy and weird as they can be successful, but you have to know how to use them. Like, you can't just go on a dating site and then just, you know, go have coffee or dinner with everybody that contact you. That's insane.
Right.
There has to be some sort of vetting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a fascinating conversation. We're talking with Julie Nice. Her website is Outcomes Only. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So what about the holidays and getting everybody together? Because the rest of the year, you have that one relative you don't necessarily have to see anyway.
Right.
But now you're all at the table together.
Isn't
so any
fun?
Thoughts? And sometimes even with the people hosting, the couple that's hosting, the pressure is on.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Sure.
So how do you kind of keep that all non-nuclear?
Well, actually, interestingly, KTRH in Houston, a big radio show that...
Right, you're on that show, right?
Called me yesterday for commentary on this, so I'll just tell you the same thing I told them. First of all, you should go into the holidays with the right mood and spirit, mm-hmm. which is, it's about being thankful. I think they call it Thanksgiving for a reason, okay?
Gratitude.
Yes, be thankful for what you've got, who was in your life, and everything. Be in gratitude. So the issue, I think, for a lot of people around holidays now is when you have differences of opinion, let's mm-hmm. say, on, you know, a lot of things. There's a lot of difference of opinion in different families for different reasons. But a really hot topic is, of course, politics.
Right.
So if that is your situation, I would highly recommend that you stay away from nuclear topics. That's just kind of the duh factor is high on that, right? There's a million things you can talk about. You do mm-hmm. not have to irritate everybody by, you know, bringing that up. And your little opinion, whatever it is not the most important part of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's your participation and interaction and gratitude for the other people in your life and and our life in general. So I would recommend it's the kindergarten rule, okay? Mm. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
And some of those things when we were learned when we were little are still appropriate as adults.
You betcha. Just have another piece of pecan pie.
There you go. There you go. And I think, you know, approaching it with a spirit of love. What is it that I do love about the people that are sitting at this table rather than what do I disagree with them about? Because that can make all the difference.
Yep.
Find that, you know, that your cousin...
That's the mood.
You know your cousin likes stamps. Ask them what new stamp they got. I mean, you just can be... Get out of self,
That's right. Absolutely get out of self. You should be an evolved and mature enough person that you could sit down in front of anybody, anybody, regardless of their views on anything, and have a decent conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be a really good thing to shoot for, rather than trying to make your point about something you feel strongly about.
So it's wonderful to hear you, and you've got some excellent, I will humbly say, excellent advice.
Thank you.
Having been around the block a few times myself.
Sure.
And but what I'm curious now is, so folks are listening this morning, and are you new to Pensacola, or how can they get in touch with you and reach you? And if you're going to have a consultation with a couple or with an individual, how does it all work in terms from your perspective?
Well, it's a little bit different. So to answer the quick question, I've been in Pensacola, and I absolutely love it here. My husband wanted to retire here. He was a former naval aviator, F-4s and F-14s.
You're not alone.
Yeah, I know. It's a very big community.
Yes.
And we love that. It's a great community in that regard. So we moved here and in 2016, and I really, really like it. So it's a wonderful place.
Oh, I love it here
place.
Too.
Relative to how people can get involved, in order to determine if I can accept somebody into one of my programs, and by the way, I only do programs, I don't do individual sessions, because I only take people that are very serious-minded and sincere about fixing their relationship and wanting to learn and grow. So if you just want to slap a Band-Aid on it, I'm not your girl. So in order to determine if you can be accepted into one of my programs, I have everyone come in for a free 30 to 45-minute screening. And in that screening, you're going to get a sense of my approach, which you probably kind of already did today a little bit. So if you like it, that's great. It's not going to change. If you don't like it, again, I'm not your girl. and then I'll find out, obviously, a little bit more about your situation, what your goals and objectives are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to talk about your childhood.
That'll be a relief.
And I'll, of course, explain how the programs work and all that. So that's the first step. And you do that by jumping online and to my website.
Okay, and that's outcomesonly.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can go there, find out more information about the programs, and then do you have something coming up soon that people might want to participate in?
I will be doing some webinars after the holidays.
Okay.
Yes, so
great.
they can sign up and become one of my followers on that.
Yeah. Okay, super. So we can look for that. I got another comment from one of our listeners.
Oh, yes, please.
So you're very popular this morning.
Good.
I figured
Good
we
morning.
Wouldn't have very many texts because everybody's be cooking.
Oh, no, they're listening to you. I know
listening.
They are.
So this one, our listener says, two people who really, really want a good relationship can have it, assuming they're both willing to pay the prices that good relationships require. Yes? Question mark.
Well, I don't like the word pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe learn the things they need to learn or mature in the way they need to mature, which, you know, is not always easy. But yeah, there are actually things that make a good relationship and things that get in the way of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're willing to do the work, yeah, I guess you could call it that. But it should be fun, too. I mean, it's not just, oh, my God, I got to learn this. No,
right,
it should be, woohoo. So it's discovery. Ooh, mm-hmm. that's great. Now I know how to do this. Or, ooh, I can learn how
and
to do that.
And maybe discovering together.
Well, sure.
That helps.
Sure.
And I think for me, I know that people are changing all the time. I am
Absolutely.
Not the same person I was 20 years ago, and I am not the same person I was 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So we're learning and changing and growing. So for me, I would love to find that person who could do that with me, alongside me, support me in
Ideally.
My growth, and then I could support him and his.
Is well, that- sure, because you're supposed to be a team,
mm-hmm.
okay? A team functions with the goals or outcomes of the team as the most important thing they're going for, not their own little individual preferences
yes.
and agendas, right?
Yes.
Which is another big problem I see in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
People stop maturing at what we call the independence level.
Mm-hmm.
You're first dependent, you know, when you're a kid at home. And then you move out and you've got to become independent, have those skills where you're paying your own bills, doing your own thing, you've got all those skills under your belt.
Right.
But once you get into a relationship, particularly a marriage, then you need to go to the third level of maturity, which is intradependence. That's the team. So there, although we could say there's a lot of people in the football games we're watching lately who do this wrong, but you're not supposed to be independent, doing your own thing, pursuing your own agendas
mm-hmm.
at the expense of the team. You can certainly have your own fun, do your own thing. But if there comes a choice between what's in the best interest of the marriage
mm-hmm.
and what's in the best interest of you personally and your little agenda, you've got to pick the marriage. And that takes maturity.
That certainly does. And especially, I had to laugh when you said football, because this is Rival Weekend coming up.
So. Oh, yeah.
So if your house is divided.
Well, I'm sure every guy on the football team would love to grab the ball and run across the field and to the goalpost, right?
Right.
But you can't, because you have other jobs and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to operate in a way that makes the team successful.
Mm.
And if you're not willing to do that, by the way, kids, you're not ready for marriage.
Amen. I love that. I'm actually ready to sign up.
Okay, good. Here's a pen. Meg, you're so silly.
No. I have about a 2-hour show every day. I could probably talk to you about this for 2 hours.
We could talk for 2 days, honey. This goes on and on, honestly.
It's life, and it's yeah. especially now with family here and getting together. So I think relationships are on everybody's mind right now.
You bet.
And you know what? When you do get together with family, sometimes the warts kind of come to the surface.
Sure. Well, you get all those old habits.
Those old interactions, those old habits
come up. So that's why if you just go into it with the proper mindset where you're just in gratitude, you're going to be calm and accepting
mm-hmm.
and gracious and loving and supportive. That's your goal. It's not to make an argument or pick a fight.
And I guess my little handy tool is when in doubt, pass the pie.
Yes. Pass the gravy or the pie.
Or the cranberry sauce.
Either one.
There's always a go-to.
Always.
Okay, we're just about out of time. One of our listeners just said, what is the website again and how can they get in touch with you?
It's outcomesonly.com. And that's more of my national website, by the way. There's a Bayside Marriage Counseling is more the local folks.
Local,
so you can
yes.
go either way. Either way. But there's phone numbers on there. And we can set up a screening appointment if you call me. And I do answer my own phone.
Oh, fantastic. Julie Nice, thank you so much for coming in this morning, the day before Thanksgiving.
Fun.
I would love to have you come back again.
Anytime.
Because I have a lot of questions.
I know. Anytime. Well, I know a lot of
listeners do too, because some of them are stirring up the potatoes right now.
Yep.
But thank you for being here again. That website, outcomesonly.com. Check it out. You never know. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you all.
This
Appreciate
is Pep
it.
Talk.
Bye.